Warren Davidson accuses Mike Turner of effing lying about deep state surveillance reform bill. By Sean Moran on December 11, 2023. Representative Warren Davidson, RO, a staunch privacy advocate, accused House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Turner, RO, on Monday of lying about the Protect Liberty Act, a House Judiciary Committee advance bill meant to reform a controversial deep state surveillance law. Fireworks flew as the House Republican Conference came together to debate the merits of the two bills to reform Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA. Turner, who sponsored an opposing bill to the Judiciary Advanced Protect Liberty and End Warrantless Surveillance Act, claimed that the Protect Liberty Act would get rid of alleged Section 702 provisions used to prosecute child pornography. This claim, which Turner made without evidence, incensed Davidson. Davidson said that Turner was fucking lying. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, RO, said he did not have enough time to dispel Turner's claims. In response to reports that he accused Turner of lying, Davidson said, "I believe Turner did not accurately represent the Judiciary Committee bill." Sean Vitka, the policy director for Demand Progress, said in reaction to Turner's claims that Section 702 has never been used for this according to the government. FreedomWorks wrote, Judiciary Committee Chairman at Jim_Jordan rightfully points out, it shouldn't be controversial to prevent the FBI from spying on Americans without a warrant. As members of the Intelligence and Judiciary Committee remain at loggerheads over how to reauthorize Section 702, Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, a member of the House Rules Committee, said that both FISA bills have been pulled from the committee and there will not be a vote on either bill this week. Related, GOP Representative Davidson calls to pass amendment that bans Pentagon from circumventing Fourth Amendment. Instead, it appears the House may still vote on the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, which contains a short-term extension of Section 702. Although, some privacy experts say the extension may lead into 2025 and not April as the bill text says. Watch, Jim Jordan says there are 204k reasons to oppose FISA reauthorization. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.